At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Bill Holbrook, the Pro Exporter Network. And first of all, Bill, tell me about yourself and what you do.
I work with a group of individuals. We call ourselves the Pro Exporter Network. We do research and analysis in the grain marketing industry, cash grain prices, future outlook of plantings, row crops, those types of things to help our business clients plan strategically for the future.
Well, you're a panelist here at this conference, and the panel is looking at the whole issue of land use and corn becoming, hopefully, maybe, an advanced biofuel. First of all, tell me what the purpose or the topic that you're going to be addressing.
I'll be addressing the topic of congressional language, EPA rulemaking, and all the pieces that come into play there related to how the American biofuel market is going to play out into the future. There's many questions, many issues that are raised, many contradictions within some of the legislation and rulemaking that have to be resolved, even between some of the states, such as California and the Environmental Protection Agency's rulemaking. There's contradictions that we don't see working together and therefore have to be better defined, further defined, and will lead to a lot of uncertainty in the markets until those things are resolved.
So I had an interpreter earlier to do an interview with one of our Chinese participants. You could interpret for me with the Congress, right?
I'm not sure there's anyone quite capable of that. Even some of the congressional people obviously can't interpret all of it.
Well, what would you point to as a couple of the key points, most important ones maybe, in terms of what the congressional language as it addresses biofuels right now means or is impacting corn growers and people in the biofuels industry?
I believe we have to have a clear understanding of what is in the legislation today and what is in the EPA rules as they are written today, and that is a very defined, narrow view of what is an advanced biofuel, what can be used as an advanced biofuel, and what land that biofuel, those feedstocks can come from. As we look through that information, those regulations and such, that has been defined very strictly to mean certain things. And as we pinpoint where those numbers actually come from, it leads to some questions about the availability of other feedstocks beyond corn for ethanol and the competition that that's going to have on traditional row crop agriculture as we know it.
What is the I don't want to say the likelihood because who can predict the future, but I know there are people who think we ought to have changes in the language that is in the laws for the RFS, et cetera. What do you see happening right now that is being done, whether it's on behalf of corn growers or people who have other concerns?
Well, one of the things that's going on in the Senate right now is some bills are being put forward to basically remove the authority from EPA to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and put it back in the hands of Congress, which we can all decide whether that's a good thing or bad thing. But it's slowing down that process and bringing it back to a place where people can possibly have more input into the process and maybe get more minds thinking about it and more people working on it and have the ability to influence that legislation to a more positive way for protection agriculture.
Do you think, since this is a lot of research being presented here, do you think that we have or need more research into the area of especially land use when it comes to this type of not only rulemaking but also enforcement on that side too?
Well, more research is always good. However, I would lean towards the idea of having a little more common sense applied to it. We can run models, we can run a lot of different things in different scenarios and see a lot of different data, but if we don't step back and look at how this is actually going to play out in the real world, they're meaningless. Even the best science is worth nothing if it's junk. And so this mantra of always having the best science, well, what is the best science? I think the best science is research and analysis tempered with a heavy dose of common sense.
Well, I couldn't say that better and agree with you more. I want to thank you very much, Bill Holbrook, Pro Exporter Network. We're here at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.